Welcome to the next episode of What's Next with Eric Wood. This is Eric Wood, and this will be a solo podcast today. I will be the only one speaking on here today, so if you want to hit the road, I'll see you later. I'm not offended. I started this podcast on a journey to find out what was next in my life, and I feel it's only appropriate if I give the listeners who have been loyal and have supported this podcast an update on what I have going on personally. I started this podcast with a quote in mind by Jackie Robinson: "A life is not important except in the impact it has on others' lives." And through this podcast, so many of the guests have impacted my life in huge ways, and I hope that individually all of the listeners can take little bits of nuggets from each podcast. Through this episode, I'm going to give some updates on me personally, especially career-wise, what to expect from the podcast moving forward, as well as you'll get me answering some of the questions I often ask the guests on a recurring basis. Let's start off on a little career update with what I've had going. For the past couple years, I've been doing broadcasting for ESPN and ACC Network, as well as the Bills. Let me expand more on the ESPN and ACC Network side of things. I was signed on to ACC Network a couple years ago, and this has been a dream come true. It's awesome to cover the ACC conference. It's on my side of the country. It's fairly easy to get to the games. I get a lot of repeat teams. It's a premier college sports conference, probably the best basketball conference in the country, and if I'm honest, second best football conference in the country. So it's been a ton of fun to cover those. Last year, I hit the road with Wes Durham, Roddy Jones, myself, Chris Damiani, our producer, Adam Bryant, our director, and we had a blast last year. And oftentimes, a broadcast team will stick together through the whole season. I learned so much from all those guys. Wes Durham is an absolute true pro as a play-by-play guy. And Roddy Jones, who I had not known a whole lot about prior, who has also been a guest on this show, is absolutely phenomenal as an analyst, and he will be a big-time star in the broadcast scene. This year, because of COVID, we've all been kind of shuffled around all over the country. I've got to work with different crews this year, worked with different play-by-play guys, different analysts. I'm generally doing the sideline work, and I'm a field analyst for ACC Network, and we often have a funny conversation each week when they say, okay, we have our sideline reporter, Eric Wood, here, and I say, ooh, I'm a sideline analyst, and it reminds me often of the office conversation with Dwight where he says, no, he thinks he's the assistant regional manager, but he's really the assistant to the regional manager. Very minute wording there with the sideline reporter and sideline analyst, but I get some pride knowing that my microphone's open and I get to contribute throughout the game, but we do have some fun with that. This year I got to do a game in the booth for ACC Network. It was Virginia at Wake Forest, and I'm grateful for that opportunity, and I truly loved that experience in the booth, and it gave me a hunger and a drive to want to pursue more opportunities calling games in the booth for ESPN. I just feel like if I'm in the booth, then I can really show off my football knowledge. I enjoyed using the Telestrator. You know, at times I felt like Tony Romo trying to predict plays out there, but I had a lot of fun with it, and I was also with my guy Wes Durham, which gave me added comfort on that. On the Bills' ends of things, because of COVID rules, I was not able to go up to Buffalo this year to call the games on the radio. I've been doing that since last season, and we had an absolute blast last season. As a family, we really enjoyed being back up in Buffalo. Being around the team was good for me. Having taken a full year away from the Bills, it wasn't uncomfortable being back around. It didn't make me want to get back out on the field, which I'm often asked, and the Bills do not need a 250-pound center anyways. And I'm not athletic enough to play any other positions, I promise you. But we really enjoyed the Buffalo gig. And this year, because of COVID rules heading into New York, I can't go up there and call the games right now. So I'm doing post-game work for the Bills from home. And I do some appearances throughout the week on One Bills Live and different radio gigs. And that's been fun. The Bills are off to a hot start. That always makes it fun as well. But I do truly miss being up in Buffalo. And hopefully soon they can pack that stadium and support that team, because I know all the Bills fans up there are truly missing it. I signed 2-year deals with both ACC Network, ESPN, as well as the Bills, and both those expire after this season. So I'm trusting God. I trust His plans for me, and I'm excited to see what's next in broadcasting, whether that's doing the same gigs again if I'm offered them, or seeing what else is out there. But this is something I've really enjoyed doing. It's been great to be around the game of football. It's good for my soul. It keeps me on a fall work schedule, which me and my family are used to. And I feel like through a little bit of sense of humor, through my football knowledge, that I can make a game enjoyable for those. And that could be a small way that I impact others, is by making your entertainment, your release of watching the game of football, a little bit more enjoyable. I've been doing some keynote speaking lately, and those have been challenging and fun and humbling all at the same time. If you ever want to book me for that, I can do it virtually, or eventually we'll be back in person, but you can email whatsnexteric@gmail.com and we could talk about the details. Let me give you an update on the podcast. I've enjoyed doing this podcast as much as anything I've done career-wise. When I started this podcast, I needed some meaningful content out there if I was going to hop into the media world. But I wanted to produce something that one day my kids could listen to and I wouldn't feel ashamed, and they would still recognize their dad through his words on this podcast and not say, "Who's the guy on the podcast? He doesn't sound like the guy here." And I feel like I've done that. Not long after starting this podcast, I received both of my jobs through ACC Network and ESPN, as well as the Bills gig up in Buffalo. I don't know if it's a coincidence or not. I don't know if it's a God wink. Whatever it is, the timing was appropriate. As an athlete, you're so used to being the interviewee and not the interviewer. When I started this podcast, I needed to be able to work on asking questions and being able to hold a conversation, which so many athletes are not accustomed to because we're so used to being peppered with questions after games in the locker room, after practice in the locker room. On Mondays, you have media availability. You're always getting questions asked of you. We have no experience asking questions. And I feel like my interview skills have gotten sharper over the time that I've done this podcast. And if not, you guys can correct me, and I'm sure you will in the comments. The podcast conversations themselves have been so impactful on me, and I hope they have been for you as well. Each and every guest brings something unique to the table, and I'm grateful for all of their time. The people that I ask to come on this show generally have very packed schedules, and I appreciate them making time for me. Please send recommendations for guests you want to hear and feedback that you have for the podcast in the comments section. You could scroll down to the bottom of the podcast page when you click on whatever podcast app icon you use or on your computer, and please leave a rating, a review, a comment. That goes a long way, I promise, in getting other guests on the show, getting people to sponsor the show, and it also gives me some feedback. I'm a guy who likes to be coached, and if you're a regular podcast listener, I want to hear what type of criticism, critique, or positive feedback. Hey, I'm human. I like positive feedback too. I want to hear all of that from you. Please tell others about the podcast. If you could share it through your social media, tell people in person, text out links to it, I would greatly appreciate that, honestly. And that's organically how this has grown. We have not hired a marketing team yet, maybe one day, but we haven't marketed this other than just letting it kind of grow organically, which is amazing to me. Some of the heavy hitter guests that I have coming up. I am so excited to introduce you to some of the people that God has just been connecting me with in my life. And He's just been connecting dots for me. And I'm trying not to sabotage or get in the way of whatever He's got going for me right now. But I'm incredibly excited for you to hear some of the guests that we have coming up. If you would like to sponsor the podcast or know someone who would like to, email whatsnexteric@gmail.com and we'll get that done. And I'll make this promise to you myself. Any sponsors that you hear on this podcast will be people that I associate with, brands that I associate with myself and use. And I will not put something on here that I don't personally use myself. Let's get into some questions that I generally ask others. And some of the feedback I get through the podcast comments are, hey, what is your favorite book? What role does your faith play in your life? Because you're always asking the others, and at times I'll interject my opinions, but I've never sat and answered all the recurring questions for you guys, so here you go. I often start off with, what's your favorite book? This tells me a lot about an individual, and like most, I could say the Bible, and I've read it cover to cover, but putting the Bible aside as my favorite book, my favorite books have been Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, awesome book. Lone Survivor is an incredible story. It became a movie, but the book's absolutely incredible. And I was never one of those, you gotta read the book, it's so much better than the movie types. But take my word on that one. I recently read a book called Pivot and Go by David Nurse. Awesome book on mindset and motivation, but it also mixes in subtly some Christian principles, which I greatly respect David's ability to do, to not be overpowering with the Christian message, but intertwining it into a secular topic like mindset and motivation and nutrition and sleep habits and everything else. Genius Foods by Max Lugavere has been an awesome book. I've gifted it multiple times. I used it personally to consider my brain health post-football, and just learned a lot from Max through his writing. He had a mother who battled dementia, and he made it his life mission to study the brain and the impact of food and sleep and everything else on your brain. And one of the best stories I've read, and it's a factual story, is The Boys in the Boat. It's about the Washington rowing team in their quest to go to the Olympics during World War II times. It's absolutely incredible. Next question. What role does my faith play in my life? Honestly, my faith is my foundation. It's how I start each day, what I try to base all of my decisions in my life off of, how I treat people, my finances, whatever it be. My faith is my foundation. What is my morning routine? And I mentioned this briefly when Richie Incognito first came on the podcast, and I got a lot of texts from people that I know, some comments about it. And it's fairly similar to then if you heard it. But generally, I'll start off the morning. I wake up and I go and brush my teeth. And when I brush my teeth, I'm generally working on a memory verse at the time from the Bible. Being able to memorize scripture, memorize quotes, whatever it may be, fills your mind with stuff that you will see in your life. And it starts your day off in a positive manner, assuming your scripture or your quote or your motivation tactic, whatever it is that you're filling your brain with first thing in the morning, will generally show up. My verse right now is, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. And that's Ephesians 3:20. And if you heard the Bob Russell podcast, he used that verse in that podcast as something that he's seen show up in his life with building Southeast Christian Church from 250 members to 25,000 members. After I'm done brushing my teeth, I've already set out my clothes for the next day. They're generally workout clothes. Pop in my closet, put those on. I go out, I start the coffee, and then I feed the dog, and then I head into our pantry where I have kind of all my supplements and a liter of water set out. So 33-ish ounces of water. I get the big bottles of water from Costco. No brand affiliates. No brand affiliates here in this morning routine, I promise. I take the water. I put a hydrogen tablet in it. And I can explain more of these why in the comments if you need it. But put a hydrogen tablet in there. Pink Himalaya salt, apple cider vinegar, and about 8 taps on the top of a cinnamon shaker in there. A lot of anti-inflammatory stuff that I'm putting in my body first thing in the morning. Take all my supplements, which include turmeric and vitamin D, multivitamin, fish oil. Take all of that first thing in the morning. Then I put extra water back in the shaker bottle and then chug that down as well. I'll generally get about 40 ounces of water right there. Then I grab my coffee, head into my office, and I'll generally start off with some gratitude journaling, writing 3 things that I'm grateful for. And what that does is, after 30 days, they say if you write down 3 things every day that you're grateful for, after 30 days, and along that journey to 30 days, your mind will start to look for things throughout the day that it's grateful for, because your brain is going to want to make it as easy as possible whenever you're going to write these things down, whether that be first thing in the morning, last thing before you go to bed at night. Your brain is going to start looking for things throughout the day for you to write down in that session to make that session as short as possible. That's the way our brain works. By doing this every day for 30 days, you will start to pick out more things throughout your life that you're grateful for, and watch how much happier you become. I'll then read the Bible generally, and this year so far I've knocked out the New Testament, so I've kind of gone on to more Christian book reading during this time. My favorite devotional that I'm working on right now and working through is Radical Wisdom by Reggie Campbell. It's a great, quick morning read, maybe a 1 minute read, but it generally gives you something positive to fill your mind with, a great question to make you ponder first thing in the morning. I'll then try and read about 10 to 15 minutes of a book to knock out. I was told one time in my life that if you read 15 minutes a day, you'll be in the top 1% of most well-read people in the entire world. So I try and knock that out first thing in the morning as well. And then I've been using this app Headspace for some meditation. And for me, my mind races constantly. And so it's really tough for me to meditate. I need a guided meditation. And sometimes my mind's racing the whole time, but just 10 minutes of quiet does me well first thing in the morning. What is my favorite restaurant? I'm going to go with an answer that many of the people of the podcast have said as well. It's amazed me. People from all over the country have said this too. But my favorite restaurant is Jeff Ruby's. There's multiple in Cincinnati, but we have one in Louisville. And Jeff has been a guest on the show. Extremely incredible story if you go back and listen to the Jeff Ruby podcast. But that's my favorite restaurant. My favorite food is probably sushi. They have an incredible sushi bar there at the one in Louisville, and then their steaks are absolutely tough to beat. What was my first job? When I was 14, I got my first job working construction for my uncle, and he would pay me $8 an hour. I got it under the table. I felt incredible making that money, and I wouldn't make that much money again for a long time. I probably didn't appreciate it as much as I should have, but got to spend some great time with my Uncle Denny, and I really enjoyed those times. From there, I know this isn't the question, but here's a list of jobs I've had. They say there's no overnight success, there's only 10-year successes. Well, I've had a long journey to being where I'm at right now. I went from the construction job, then I worked at the cemetery cutting grass. I then decided that maybe I could start my own grass cutting business and make more money. I couldn't. I've been a bouncer at a bar. I've been a bar back and a bartender. I've done security at a freight company, which in college I would sit at a freight company from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays and check people in and out, and I'd just do my homework during that time. I've obviously been an NFL player. I'm now a broadcaster. I'm a podcaster, a gym owner, a private investor, a men's ministry group leader. I just got into owning some thoroughbreds. I'm a board member of two organizations. I'm the founder of the Eric Wood Foundation. And I guess now I'm considered a keynote speaker. A lot of jobs, a lot of moving parts. I drive my wife, Leslie, absolutely crazy. But this life is all about the journey. And I'm so intrigued, and I'm so grateful for all the butterfly moments, as Ed Milette calls them, these butterfly moments that stretch you out of your comfort zone. And I feel like most of those jobs have continually stretched me out of my comfort zone and make me feel like I'm actually living. What was my first car? My first car was a 1992 Honda Accord. And quick, funny story, I was supposed to go down to a Louisville football camp on a Sunday, and I was driving back from a Cincinnati Arena Football League game, the Cincinnati Storm. I was driving home from one of their games. I'm driving along River Road, coincidentally, when you hear the rest of the story. I'm driving down River Road. It's pouring down rain, and I'm driving. It looks like it's flat on the road, but there was a dip right in the road, and it was filled with water. And that water probably filled up about 2.5-3 feet. Well, my 1992 Honda Accord, plus weighed down by my big body, probably was sitting even a little bit lower. I drive into the water, can't get out, and that totaled the car. I'm halfway excited afterwards when I figure out we're going to get insurance money, figure out what I'm going to get. No, my dad Randy was playing no games. I got a 1991 Honda Accord with the money from that. What is my favorite place to travel to? For the longest time, me and my wife's favorite place to visit was Cabo. We would go there most off seasons in the NFL. It's a little tougher to get to now, especially since my wife really doesn't like to spend more than maybe 3 nights away from the kids. A new spot we found out in Florida, Longboat Key, has been incredible to visit. It's kind of got everything I like. It's got some boating and it's right there in the bay, so you don't get a bunch of waves. You can hit water sports in there. Excellent golf right around there. The houses are right on the water. You got the beach. It seems to have everything. I'll say Longboat Key now. Who's the most famous person in my phone? Please don't make me call one of these guys right now, which I often threaten some of the guests. But I would go with Kenny Chesney. But all of these are halfway relative because, I consider musicians and actors to be ultimate celebrities, not necessarily football players. So maybe I have some football players that you guys would think would be bigger celebrities. But for me, I'd say Kenny Chesney. Kirk Herbstreit's huge, especially in the industry I'm in. And Guy Fieri, who doesn't know Guy Fieri? Got to connect with him at some Super Bowls, and he's been fun to get to know. My favorite movie is probably Step Brothers. If it's on, I'm watching it. It's probably the movie I quote the most. That and maybe Tommy Boy is probably the movie I quote the most. The last recurring question that I'm now going to start asking all of the guests in this new kind of transition into I'm living in the what's next. So let's figure out what's next for everybody else, for myself included. Let's figure out what's next in our lives together. And this doesn't necessarily have to be a career change. This doesn't necessarily have to be a relationship change. This is just you stretching yourself daily to figure out what's next in your life. It could be a mindset shift. It could be giving your life to Christ. It could be getting in the best shape of your life. The guests through this podcast will nudge you in those directions, will put you on the correct path in life. And for me, what's next in my life, I'm not exactly sure. Both of my broadcast gigs are up after this year. I will continue to do the podcast. I will continue to do speaking events because I feel like God has given me this platform, and I'm not sure why he took a kid from Cincinnati that didn't start as a junior on his varsity football team. I don't know why he made me into a 49-game starter in a row and an All-American at Louisville. I don't know why he made me a first-round draft pick, a Pro Bowler, a multiple Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. I don't know why he did those things, but I'm going to be obedient to the calling and the nudges that I've gotten from those I trust in my life and all the encouragement I've given. I'm going to use this platform to try and spread as much joy with others that I can. My favorite verse that I've mentioned on the podcast before from the Bible is Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will be refreshed, and a generous person will prosper. And that's something that me and my family try to live our lives by, and I do personally. I want to make a positive impact on others, and by doing that, by serving others, I will be myself refreshed. Chris Burke talked on the podcast early about how if you get more outwardly focused than inwardly focused, your big transitions in life are a lot easier. And that's something I've found. And as a family and me personally, I want to be generous with others, whether that's with my time, whether that's with my talent, my treasure, whatever it may be, I want to be generous throughout life. And look, I've had so many who am I moments. And these who am I moments are, who am I to speak to this business? Who am I to be in the broadcast booth? Who am I to be posting on social media to try and promote joy and promote my podcast and everything I have going? But I just feel like as long as I serve others with humility, that as long as I keep that lens and posture, then I can get over that who am I feeling. I thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I thank you for supporting the podcast. It means the world to me. I look forward to providing you with many more podcasts that inspire, impact, and inform you. I look forward to sharing what's next with the podcast with all of you. Thanks for tuning in.